It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Gore readings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks. Now is the time to jam out with your clam out, rock out with your cock out, whatever the case may be. Welcome to our Asylum sex comedy special. I am your stiffler for the evening, Daniel Shine. Your discount bin stiffler. There's only one stiffler. Joined, as always, by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes your evening? Ready to talk some titties?
I've got my Crisco, and I'm ready to go. So, yes.
Crisco's going to work its way into every show from now on.
Absolutely. It's rebranding.
Todd, how goes your day? I know you're excited to talk about these as well.
Oh, he's got a cock ring on.
He is literally jamming out with his clam out. Todd, jam out with your clam out, rock out with your cock out. Don't botch. You sabooed the fuck out of that, Todd, but that's okay.
He's living in 2020. He's allowed to have both if he wants.
All right, it's a take two. Sometimes I need a second take so you get the full genius. Well, fine. Yeah, I could take this into taking a cock joke, but I'm classy, Todd. I'm not going to go there. I would have flipped it in some clever way, but that's okay. Fuck you. Don't curse me.
Oh my god, Dan's gonna have a fucking heart attack.
Todd. Oh god.
There you go.
all these visions of bouncing titties and ass that we have for this show, and you just ruined it with that fucking image. But that's fucked up.
He need a Photoshop right now.
Talking shit about your closest friends, Todd. That's just horrible.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But anyways, yes, tonight I'm very excited because chances are maybe you saw these on the video shelves back in the 2000s, but no. Are all of them though? Okay. You can only buy or purchase number one cheerleader camp, but we'll get into that. Yeah, there are some that you can do that. Yeah, I wonder if the title has something to do with that, but fuck you. That was the theme of the other show, which you should listen to.
Get him before 8, or it's too late.
Oh, fucked up. Yes, that was our two Corys doc. But anyways, yes, so these are, just before we get into them, because we'll jump right in, these are important to me because they are true 100% balls out sex comedies that we all love. And they don't get a lot of attention. They come from the Asylum, where a lot of you guys think Asylum, you just think flying sharks and, you know, robot sharks and all this, you know, these kooky CGI-laden creature features.
Shark titties. Where are those? Attack of the Shark Titties.
Boom. But you will have Mia Farrow tweeting about shark titties a year from now when Flesh Wound Features launches our debut film. After Rape Shark, of course. But anyways, these are just, much like our theme with the other ones, cannot be made today. I think these films are ridiculously low rated. You may not agree on each one, we'll see, but I hold them in pretty high regard. So we'll get right into it with our first film. We're kind of going in order of release. They're all pretty close together, but 18-year-old Virgin. From a female director, Tamara Olsen, and which is unusual for a sex comedy, but it's not unheard of.
Because women aren't funny? Is that what you're trying to say, Dan?
Sex comedies. Women direct comedies, but yeah, you know.
But they're not funny. Okay.
I didn't say that. God damn it. Everybody's putting words in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Todd. You didn't hear shit. Old bastard, you don't hear anything. All right. All right. Kate is about to graduate. Her biggest dream is to have sex with Ryan Lambert. The only problem is that Ryan refuses to have sex with the virgin. This leads to a hunt for another man to lose her virginity to so she can finally have her dream prince. All right, so just kicking it off with this. Also interesting that they did this more than once, that this featured a woman essentially trying to get her nut, which we've certainly post-Bridesmaids have seen more like raunchy female-led comedies, but up to that point, they were pretty fucking rare. You really didn't have a lot of that, and so I think this might have come out like right before or right at the same time. But, you know, Asylum was ahead of the curve, I think, on this. Oh, nice. Oh, well, you will be seeing a Tampoons review soon.
Tampoons?
This is like some dream Todd had. Oh. You gotta find Tampoons now, Todd. Tampoon. Okay.
Fuck yes.
I'm in.
All right.
All right, well.
Oh. Phil,
we're talking about it next week. All right, so going into this, this is one I always held in pretty high regard. I really love the lead, Olivia May, who was really, really funny. She's definitely above what you would expect in a, you know, a cheap, and it is, it's very low budget. I mean, these things are all shot like in one location. And apparently this girl had something to do with the Total Bellas soundtrack, which is interesting for Ozzy if he's listening, because I know he loves that shit. It benefits from a very strong lead. And there are some laugh out loud funny scenes. I mean, the pussy shaving, which is a lot more creative than that may sound, to the one blowjob scene, which just had me cracking up. I love this. I don't know about you guys, though. What did you think, Pugs? First time watch, I assume. Okay, yeah. The faux Guido show. What say you, Pugs?
So this, all these are first time watches for me. I did see them on the shelves, I just never fucking pulled the trigger. It was funny. It was very funny. It was very 90s to me. I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but like all the clothes and stuff, I just felt like it was like 1998, 1999 for me. Right?
Nine. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Well, is it more likely that you'd see it made from being that it's a girl, you know, trying to get her nut? More so than some of the others.
I don't know. But I don't, like,
there's like, another one in particular that'd be tough today.
Yeah, well, I think they all are, really. But but no, it was funny. I love the raunchiness. You can always get me with that. The twist was pretty funny. Predictable, but funny.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, who would turn that down? Come on. I did like the rocket metaphor. That shit was cool. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was. It was, I mean, the masturbation scene, the motivation for it was pretty funny. Todd, what did you think? We've talked about this, but did you ever see this before? You did, okay. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I should also say about these, there's a ton of nudity, more than you would get in a mainstream sex comedy, but not quite to softcore territory. It maybe flirts with it a little bit, but like not to the level where you need to like, you know, you couldn't watch it with friends without it being too weird. I don't know. I had a thing for the lead actress, too, in this one, and I'm sure it added for it to it, but I'm happy to report, watching it again, it's still really, really funny. Lowbrow, but really good. Some of the sex scenes were priceless, and it works. I don't think a lot of women kind of act this way, and I know that's probably some people's issues with it, but, you know, I have a big issue with one movie and logic. Yeah, I know I'm going to go there with a sex comedy, but that's not till later. But you'll see later. But this one, I would say best performance. Not my best film of the night, though. I think there's one I revisited that I might give the advantage to.
I just thought you said this was your favorite.
It was going in, but, you know, you revisit a certain movie. It still ranks very high, though.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, great laughs. I mean, this is one I could have watched in the theater. Honestly, it is. It's low budget, but the laughs were there. It's a lot funnier than whatever, I don't know, Seth Rogen vehicle you go and see today. So I want to be clear. Some of you will hate these types of movies. You already know that. You know what a sex comedy is, so I'm kind of grading it on a scale of sex comedy. But I'm a 4.5. I love it. It's hilarious. I really dig this movie. But maybe a niche audience. What say you guys?
So, do you want to go?
Cute. Wow. Cool.
Well, I'm going to be the asshole here. I think the friend was hotter, but I'll give this a... I go 3.5. It's a solid laugh out loud comedy, but I think just the low budget quality irritated me at times because there's a bunch of potential. So,
if you like a good, you know, shaving, pussy saving scene, and there's a lot that's taken to hilarious lengths, you'll dig this. You really will. All right. So, 18-year-old virgin, check that out. And Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are German Blu-rays of these, right? Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So you have options to see these. And I should also say they may be out of print, but you can still track these DVDs down, I'm sure. I don't want to confirm. Okay, awesome. All right. So our next film, which, you know, I enjoy a more seasoned woman, so this one right up my alley for sure. And this is from director Scott Wheeler, and it is MILF, which, I know about MILFs, and I know probably why this isn't available to buy on Vudu, because that title can get you in trouble. But anyways, this one is the one that's available. Okay, never mind then. I'm retarded. It is. A lot of people hear that and think porn. That's right. It's wholesome moms I'd like to fuck. But, all right. Utterly disappointed by their relationship skills and ongoing rejection from girls their own age, a motley quartet of college slackers with raging hormones decide to set their sights on a relatively easier target, the typical sexy and more than willing to help MILF. After all, mums do know best. However, when an overzealous member engages in a clandestine affair with an off-limits mother, lifelong friendships will be put to the test. Can the boys survive the betrayal? All right, so I'm not going to go first here. I will ask a funny question, though. Have you guys ever had a MILF experience? Bugs, you can go first.
Yes.
Nice. You want to reveal the number? The age number?
How old was... It was about maybe a 12-year difference.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, I guess it's not that bad.
Well, it still counts.
Oh.
God, you old bastard. This was, like, the 80s?
Nice. That counts.
Okay. It technically counts. I was still, I thought the MILFs in my movie, who, I mean, I love all the actresses, but they were a little younger, except one than I intended, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because they're porn old, not actual old.
Yeah, I want the MILF. Well, the one in particular in this actually looked like a proper MILF and was attractive. So, fuck
yeah, that's a good thing.
I've got my up. Is quite a bit higher, so I thought you guys might have been with, like, a legit... Well, you're old now, Todd, so I'm taking it, you know, pre-marriage, you're not counting.
Now, that. He said MILFs. You said MILFs, not GILFs, so calm that's down. It, for me, that's a zero.
There you go. So you've...
It counts. It counts.
Okay. I had a pretty big one because she was... I'm trying to remember exactly how old I was, but... she... No. Fuck you, Todd. She was a...
You hate Betty White?
A very attractive 55. Yeah, but very, like, very attractive. Like, she
That's did. Fine. How old were you?
I'm not taking this show to a dark place. No, this was, well, that was the oldest, and that was 4 years ago. So, yeah, well, you were close, but no, I was 29, roughly, or I might have been 30. I don't know exactly, but that's roughly, yeah, so there you go. So I'm the only one with the legit MILF, but that's cool.
And, like, Todd's banging a mom currently, so.
yeah, but you're both old, so that doesn't count. That's like once you get
I'm
there,
your age, foo.
Yeah, but she was 25. I mean, you got to be a little. I mean, I know she's a mom and technically, no. But. Oh, that's cool, Todd. I'm giving you a pat on the back. I'm just saying. To me, a MILF has to be at least... I mean, I would really go 40, but 35 at least before you can really claim that mantle to me. But, you know. Well, that's all that counts, Todd. I am the authority.
He's owning it. He's owning it. That's cool.
God damn. Todd's OCD. It's a mother I'd like to fuck. That's all it's...
Oh.
All right, Todd. I'm just saying. Who makes the dictionary official? Fuck the dictionary. I can mean what I say it means. Fuck it. Fuck you, Webster. Go ask who?
Milf.
Bring him on. He'll be on next week.
I do hold American Pie like really fucking high up with like Porky's.
Like, we'll have those. Yeah, we'll have fucking a amazing show on those.
I've seen like two of them, Naked Mile and Band Camp, I think. They were good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right. So Milf. Yes. What did you think, Pugs?
Oh, okay. I thought it
for you.
Yeah, it was good. I did not like the of age female interest. Like I'm not into little boys, and she was like that way. Okay.
Fuck, that's her? Holy
that makes
shit
sense.
It is, okay. And I didn't make that connection. Yeah. Holy all right shit. She's older than I thought then. But you're right, I did not make the connection watching this.
Oh, shit. Okay. Nice. Still, I'm going to have to hold my ground.
Cool.
I laughed really fucking hard at a certain scene with three people in a room. I don't want to give that away. Or are we spoiling things here? Is there that old or no?
Not totally, but if you do a little bit, it won't ruin it. It's okay.
There's a fucking jerk-off scene that's fucking hysterical. I could not believe it. I was like, I'm surprised I've never seen this in a movie before. This is fucking great. And it stole the show for me. It was fucking awesome. But yeah, everything was funny. I liked the British, or whatever the fuck he was, the foreigner friend.
Yeah. I think he was Australian. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, that dude was awesome. All of the fucking MILFs he got were fucking banging. So, good on you. Yeah, good time.
And he was another one that had that can't do it today moment where he talked about banging drunk girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one is heavy on nudity and hilarity. When he was watching the video on the phone of his mom, and like, I was like, oh, man. Talks about like eating her ass and... Yeah, it was like, holy shit. I have one issue with this. Now, I do find her attractive, but I didn't like the love. It just felt like her part really didn't need to even exist. It was really more between the guy and the mom. And that's
You talking about I Spit on Your Grave?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That part for me, like her role... It was kind of a nothing role. I almost don't think it needed to exist. And I don't want to give everything away, but you know what I'm talking about. The ending is the only issue I had with this film, because goddamn did I laugh my ass off. And there's a lot. This one probably has the best script of anything we had today. There were a lot of funny twist and turns, like at the dinner scene, and I had a really good time. A lot of these, like I said, if you're not into the genre, you won't get a lot out of them anyways, but this one was probably the most cleverly written. What say you, Todd? Mm-hmm. There were some scenes in this that had me rolling. I mean, I remember really liking it, but watching it again, I'm like, shit, this is under when they're under the bed. I mean, yeah, this is. I really hold these in high regard. I wish more people saw them, and I wish they didn't suffer from just the "I'm gonna shit on it because it's Asylum" hate that's out there for anything they put out. There's Asylum hate for these. I've read some reviews in the past that, you know, oh, Asylum's crap, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're very, you know, politically incorrect now too, so, you know, there's that. But where does this one kind of rank for you in terms of sex comedies? Because I think it's quite strong, not even just taking it as a low budget film. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The scene with the yogi too was pretty funny too. I was a little surprised that that didn't end at that point, but yeah. So, rating it, I'm a 4.5 on this one, too. I just felt it could have, considering how well-written it was, it the ending, to me, it kind of threw away a lot that came before it for me. But yeah, still hilarious.
Todd? Go for it, Todd.
Oh, okay.
That is where I fall too. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. I want to give it higher, because of the scene I said earlier, but I can't. Something's telling me 3.5, so I'm gonna go with my gut. 3.5.
Nice, nice. All right. So, moving on to our next film, which is. Which is number one, Cheerleader Camp. This one, if you do prefer to purchase your sex comedies, you can on this one on Vudu. I didn't check anywhere else, but if you're a Vudu person, you can check this one out. Hold on a moment. I'm pulling up the description. So... let's see here. Okay. All right. Yes. So again, 2010. All these movies are pretty close in release date. They kind of just went into sex comedy mode for a short time, although there is one on our second show that I think is a bit later, but... Alright, so, when they're hired to work at a cheerleading camp for the summer, two lusty college friends prepare for the most spirited 3 months of their lives. But the squad won't be ready for serious competition without some remedial training in sex appeal. Alright, so, yeah, basically this is these two horn dogs that are somehow, some way, able to work at this cheerleader camp, where there is no consequences for being a Todd. nobody gets in trouble. It is perv paradise. And I maybe it was you that made a comment about Bugs. I'm curious. I will tag you in. And I will say I haven't seen this. The director, Mark Quad, also directed one for Asylum that is not a sex comedy, but it's called Revenge Porn, so I kind of have to see it. But
it's not a comedy? Oh, wow.
It is not. It is apparently a serious movie about a mother Revenge tracking porn. Down some guy that posted a video of his daughter. So, yeah, there you go. Okay. What did you think of Number One Cheerleader Camp? I don't know if it is, but I'm guessing this is your favorite for some reason.
Your guess is very well done. It is astute. This there is my absolute favorite of the night. There is one joke in particular that involves chocolate pudding or chocolate.
Yes.
Some type of chocolate. I lost my shit. That was the funniest fucking thing that I've seen in a while. I rewound it maybe like 4 or 5 times. I could not get enough of it. All these ladies, smoke shows.
Smoking
hot. All of them. Even your dark ones. I was like, oh, not bad. and it's fucking funny. I really love his friend. I forgot the name right now, but the guy with the I think they call it a vag light in here instead of a flashlight.
He's also in Sex Pot, which will, yeah.
Okay. I haven't got there yet. Awesome. Cool. And then Homeboy, the main character, that's, what's his ass from 2001 Maniacs. So that I was like, hey, that's fucking what's his ass. He's not a killbilly here. yeah, this was fucking awesome. I fucking loved it. I've actually seen it twice. So I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Do you go around quoting chocolate covered penis?
Not yet, but I will.
That needs to be on the board. Right.
Because she is black? so good. Yeah, I love this one.
Yeah, oh, God. I won't give my... Well, Todd, what did you think?
Mm-mm. All right.
Yeah. And a ton of tits too. This one, I think, probably has the record on nudity with the shower stuff and the strippers and what have you.
What about that workout plan, Dan? And
this is just one. These movies almost make me cry that we're really not going to see. I don't even think a smaller company now, I mean, can. Oh, that is true. Well, we can still cover that. I, you know, who's this? Yeah, I think that's one of the later ones with, like, Sulla. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's probably around the time they stopped, really. Or they stopped making them quite like this. But... Oh, yeah, this one is so fucking funny. I mean, again, you can see the budget. They shoot this, it feels like, in about 10 feet of of space, but doesn't
It's all
matter.
You need.
It's all you need. I laughed my ass off. This is the one I revisited, and it knocked 18-year-old Virgin out of the top spot because...
Makes sense.
Most quotable. It does everything you could want. In a sex comedy, the awkward stuff with where the girl thinks he's gay, to chocolate covered penis, and this is the one you'll be quoting, calling people poop pushers, and it's pretty funny.
There's a montage of masturbation, like yes.
Oh, God. Todd has that same vag
routine.
There you go. Well, we're all big dudes though. We can't just hide and spy on in the shower like that, unfortunately. But yeah,
you can bust a Harvey Weinstein.
Just whack off into the plans.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Actually, one of his fucking charges is, I have to agree, fucking nasty. He made one of these bitches pop the blackheads on his back. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's the line, Harvey.
Yeah, that feels like just like he gets off because he can make them do gross shit. Because that one's, yeah, that's not cool, Harvey. Yes. Right. Nice.
Good.
Nice. Okay, yeah, that sounds better. So, all right, what do you rate it, gentlemen?
I am the same. I have to give it a 5. You can't make that racial joke and not enjoy the shit out of it. And then all these fucking babes, like, come on.
Yeah, it is. It's it delivers on every front. I'm a 5 as well, so I guess we can call this one
it's a gash. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Lesbian gash, of course.
There we go. Lesbians are boring. Damn.
Lesbians are boring. Majestic and awesome. They are not boring.
Oh, okay.
What? Fuck you. God damn it. All right. I will recover from Todd's bullshit. And, I will say for our next film, I am excited to cover it. Needless to say, I have some issues, but, well... TV. Awesome. All right, so this one is Barely Legal from director Jose Montesinos, and this one is from 2011. Sue, Cheryl, and Lexi are best friends. They do something special every year for their birthday, as they were all born on the same day. Now their 18th birthday, they set out to lose their virginity. Short, but that pretty much describes the entire plot on this one, which, not to complain, because again, these movies never have deep plots, but, all right, I have a lot of logical issues with this one. What? All right, I did not buy that these... Oh, no, fuck you, Todd. Why are you assuming shit that's wrong? No, that's fine. I can, whatever. I did not buy that these girls were virgins at all. It seemed almost ridiculous, especially with the one character being so slutty. There's no way she wouldn't have busted that cherry by that point. Again, I know this is kind of ridiculous. It's not a overly... complicated concept, but the humor didn't work for me. I just didn't buy this movie. They all looked older than they were supposed to. I can let that go because that's often the theme in these movies. I mean, like, I did not buy that these girls were virgins. They didn't sell that to me at all. Fuck you, Todd. God damn it. I like a female... I mean, again, we reviewed 18-year-old virgin. Like, one of the gags is we're supposed to get a laugh out of Sue, who has never apparently seen her own vagina, which it just wasn't funny. I was kind of like, huh, okay. Maybe you'll get me on the next one. I had a couple chuckles here and there. The peanut butter scene was pretty funny, but... what she does to a Ken doll. It was pretty funny. But, yeah, I just didn't buy the girls. The Anna Kendrick look-alike that's the innocent girl was kind of... was pretty good, but the movie itself just isn't. Didn't buy it. But what did you guys think? Maybe you liked it more.
Todd, you go for it. I'll go later.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's real to me, damn it.
It is, but again, we've all probably done some stupid stuff to get laid or impress a girl back in the day. I just didn't, this one just didn't work for me. Even, you know, taking it from a female perspective, number one, it's not going to be hard to get laid. And they didn't quite sell the awkwardness. I didn't buy any of them. The movie still got great eye candy, but that's about it for me. This one just gets a couple chuckles. What did you think, Pugs? Did you have some of the same issues?
Yes, but slightly more severe. It's called Barely Legal. I define this as barely watchable. I did not find any of those girls attractive at all, which is a good, that's an important part of a fucking sex comedy. Like, mm-hmm. I would imagine. The peanut butter with the, and that.
Yeah, that was good.
I would actually just like a whole movie with that guy and his dog. I think that's far more interesting than what we got here. I was bored. I didn't laugh that much. Yeah, I must not have been in the mood or something. Something didn't hit me right. I also saw this right after I saw
Cheerleader.
Yeah, so the only way to go was down, and that's where this went.
Okay. Yeah, it's still, like I said, a couple decent laughs, but yeah, and it repeated itself too much. I was like, the gag about her, like, wanting to molest all the household appliances just didn't, it stretched the joke a little too far for me, but I'll be honest, reviewing four of these today, I'd say three hold up extremely well and probably will continue to, being that, you know, we don't get these anymore. I'd say pretty damn good, and people should look into Asylum. I go as far as to say probably some of the best films they've made in this particular genre. I can't think of too many. I mean, there's some early Asylum horror stuff that I like, but nothing I would go a high rating on. For me, I don't know about you, Todd. Well, so, yeah, it'll still, like I said, you might get more out of the eye candy. I actually thought for some reason, Pugs, you might be into these girls the most, but...
Cheerleader camp. Those are my...
Yeah.
I fell in love with all of them.
Yeah, there's definitely more nudity in that, but still. Yeah, that one's really funny. So is MILF, so is 18-Year-Old Virgin. Those you should all definitely see. So this one, I can only give it a 2. There's not a lot. There is the eye candy and a couple amusing scenes, but the rest of it, it isn't one you have to try and hunt down if you don't want to. What say you guys?
Nice.
Okay. What say you, Pugs?
I'm with Dan on this. I'm gonna give it a 2. And I was gonna give it a 1, but that fucking one joke landed pretty hard with me, the peanut butter.
All right. So, yeah, I was really glad we did this show because I know I would venture to guess most of you listening tonight haven't seen any of these. It's always the best part of doing the show is throwing out some stuff that you should be watching. So those first three, 100%, check them out. Check out fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. Like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page and join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group. Did it fuck
or
that up
we'll
once.
Cut your fucking head off. I'm going to make that a thing.
We will. We will cut your fucking head off.
Yes.
Todd would be the one, while Ozzy calls the action. he probably does. Todd, he's been in your house. You probably got that, spy cams there.
That all scene is that's amazing, by the way. When I saw that in theater, I was like, holy shit, what am I in for? Yeah.
I remember seeing that, too, and I was like, that. I remember all the, like, horrified looks. You know, scariest thing I've seen is Scream for some of these people that were in that theater, and, yeah, that was gold. We will also have Squared Circle Society on Sunday, so be sure to tune into that. And, stay tuned, I guess, for YouTube at some point. We'll be having more on there. Good
All
night,
right.
guys.
Stay clean out there. Hail Satan.
Wear a rubber.